For today's Nature Lab segment, I am joined in studio by Abby Sussman. She is the School Day Programs Coordinator for North Cascades Institute. Abby, thank you so much for joining us on the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
Thanks for having me.
What is North Cascades Institute?
So we are an environmental education nonprofit. We're based in Western Washington State. We were established in 1986, and our mission is to inspire and empower environmental stewardship through educational experiences in nature.
As the School Day Programs Coordinator, what do you do?
So I basically manage 2-day-long field trips for local youth. We bring public, private, school, and homeschool students out into our local natural resources.
And what do you do with them there?
Well, one of my programs is a middle school program called Mount Baker Snow School. And with that program, we bring students up to the Mount Baker ski area and we investigate snow science. And the other program I work with is for third graders, and we bring local students to a lowland forest area and do forest and habitat explorations with them.
And with both of these programs, in what ways do you engage these young students with science, and what do you hope that these students get out of these programs?
First of all, we want students to understand that science can happen outdoors. It's not just something that you have to do in school or in a lab. And really, we want students to understand and develop a sense of place.
And can you dive a little bit more into the snow school program that you have? What actually happens on the ground with the students?
Sure. So we bring classrooms up to the Mount Baker ski area, and we get them outfitted with all the gear they need. Many of our students have never actually been in the snow before. It doesn't snow in the lowlands in Washington much, just in the mountains. So we bring them up and we give them all the gear they need to go snowshoeing. We take them out not too far to do some investigations into the quality and quantity of our snowpack and how that's related to the local waterways near their schools.
Why does that matter? Is that their drinking water?
Yeah, so that's our drinking water. So over 85% of the fresh water in Washington and probably the larger Cascade region is from our snowpack. And with climate change, we're seeing a big drop in our snowpack. So winters are less cold, they're warmer. And even though we might still have a lot of precipitation, we still need a large amount of that precipitation to be snow in the mountains. So not only that we have drinking water, but so that the salmon and all of the other organisms that depend on our waterways to be healthy can survive. So what we're doing with them is we actually are partnering with a couple of different local organizations, Northwest Avalanche Center and the Living Snow Project at Western Washington University are our two main partners. Northwest Avalanche Center has forecasters that come and work with students to dig snow pits. And what we're doing with them is we look at the layers in the snow. So we look at the characteristics of the snow. How dense is it? How much is there? What do the grains of the crystals look like? And from all of this data that the students are collecting, not only can the forecasters and the students themselves help predict likelihood of avalanches, but we're also looking at how all of these characteristics impact how quickly the snow will melt, how much water we'll get from snow. Not all snow is created equal. And then eventually how that connects to the health of the watershed where they live.
And for these young students that maybe have never been in the snow before and go off on these workshops, outdoor classroom adventures with you, do they bring it back to a classroom? And do you get to see the dynamic of the classroom versus the field work?
Yeah, so that's something that we're still developing. We have worked with a couple of the schools that are closest to the mountain to bring it back into the classroom. And so, for instance, the students have been doing longer range projects. So what they'll do is they'll come to snow school. Some of them will be the snow profile experts, and they work directly all day with the Northwest Avalanche Center forecasters to analyze the snowpack. And then the other students, they basically split the classroom in half. The other students will work directly with the Living Snow Project folks from Western Washington University. And those students will directly collect the snow algae that this project needs to collect for their investigation. And then the students will then do a longer term project where they can investigate all of that further. And in one case, one of the schools did like a science symposium where we invited all of the parents and everything. So we're really hoping that they not only connect the snowpack and the quality and quantity of the snowpack to their local community, but we also want them to understand what that means more on a global scale. If our snowpack is being depleted because our winters aren't as cold, then extrapolating that to sort of a more global understanding of what's happening.
I believe that North Cascade Institute has graduated from using the term citizen science and now uses community science, and I wonder if you could discuss that development.
I myself was using the term citizen science a lot because we felt like this was a way where we were basically saying, okay, everybody, the public, can be involved in science. Science is not just for scientists, and it's so important for all of us to really understand how science works and that it's constantly changing and that we're always learning new things. But we've taken on the phrase community science really so that we can make sure that we're being inclusive of everybody in our community, whether they're citizens or not, whether they're visitors or they're new immigrants or any other type of person who's in our community, because it's important for everybody who lives in our communities to really understand and be engaged in the science directly.
Great. Thanks for explaining that. And then as you continue to do this work, what do you think are some of your challenges coming up?
Well, one of the things I think a lot about with snow school is there going to be enough snow for us to really get into the science with the students? If there's not enough snow and these students aren't experiencing sort of the joy of being outdoors and experiencing the winter mountain environment directly, are they really going to care about it if they don't ever get a chance to go there? And if we don't have enough snow to really give them an understanding of how this is all working, I worry about what's going to happen with the quality of our science education. So I'm worried about the lack of snow for many different reasons.
Do you think the students understand, as from class to class, the changing environment and how much of a threat climate change is to our futures?
Yeah, I think this age group is really starting to come to an understanding of how challenging the natural environment is going to be. As in any community, there's a lot of students who may come from families that don't necessarily share our understanding of how the science is working. So that's always a little bit of a challenge. But so we have all of these real big, important, scary challenges coming up. But this is the age group that is going to need to be able to think outside of the box, to be able to use their own critical thinking skills and inquiry to solve all of these problems. So I think moving more in general in science education from, you know, memorizing things for your test or doing the usual genetic testing on flies or whatever it was I did in high school, and more towards engineering to solve problems, understanding the science in a way that will allow them to think outside of the box and understand that science is always changing and nothing's ever set in stone, is going to be a really important way to empower these students.
Thank you for that, Abby. Lastly, I just want to know, we are a new young community science center. Is there any advice you have for our project here out of the Sanctuary for Independent Media?
I think that generally a lot of people are afraid of science because they didn't have a good experience in school, or it seemed too challenging, or they didn't have a good teacher. And I just think making it fun, making it interactive, and having people really be engaged on a real level with actual science and not just a made-up experiment, and showing them all of the, you know, if they're collecting samples for you, then engaging them in what happens to those samples, and then what are your results, and what do those results mean, in a way that isn't overwhelming or intimidating. And I think that's enough. I mean, science itself and our natural world is so interesting.
Thank you so much, Abby Sussman, for joining us on the Hudson Mohawk Magazine.
Thank you.